It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today, let's talk a little golf and movies like Live and Let Die. When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. You know you did. You know you did. You know you did. In nearly every James Bond movie, there's at least one easy-to-dislike bad guy.
I'm all in.
Professional golf's newest villain has just arrived on the scene as announced his new league's inaugural schedule for this summer and fall, which is going to compete against several PGA Tour events. The LIV Golf Invitational Series, led by longtime PGA star and new villain Greg Norman, is going to tee up its first professional golf tournament next week, June 9th through the 11th, in London, England. According to their website, the new golf group thinks that they have an advantage over the PGA Tour. Quote, "We are doing things differently, with smaller fields, fewer rounds, a defined season, shorter playing windows, and shotgun starts. The format has been designed with fans as the number one priority." LIV Golf is a startup golf league bankrolled by Saudi Arabian investors and the longtime antagonist to the overlords of the PGA Tour in Greg Norman. So, what does it matter to you? You got a job to do. You got to do it well. You got to give the other fella well. If you ask, what is LIV? Well, join the club. Embarrassingly, I've just learned that LIV is actually derived from the Roman numerals equaling, 54. And that means these golf tournaments will be limited to 54 holes played over 3 days. While the PGA Tour plays 72 holes over 4 days, featuring a cut or half the field after 36 holes, the LIV golf events will not have a cut at all. That also means that all 48 players in the LIV golf field will receive a paycheck of some amount. The second LIV event will be the first of five to be played on U.S. soil. Portland, Oregon will host the June 30th through July 2nd tournament at the impressive Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. A daily admission pass will cost you $70. Other American locations for this tour include the Trump National Club in Bedminster, New Jersey from July 29th to 31st, the International Golf Club near Boston from September 2nd to the 4th, the Rich Harvest Farms Club near Chicago for September 16th through 18, and the season finale to be hosted in Miami, Florida at the Trump National Doral Country Club October 27th through the 30th. In addition to the opening event in London, the new LIV Tour will also play events in Bangkok, Thailand, October 7th through the 9th, and Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, for October 14th through the 16th. Another unique feature of LIV golf tournaments will be their shotgun start idea. Now, that means that the players are all going to begin play at exactly the same starting time, but the players will begin and end on different golf holes. Many friendly corporate outing scrambles are played in this manner so that all of the golfers may return back to the clubhouse at the same time for their prize awards and the evening meals. My lovely wife suggested they also may be doing this to maximize their television coverage, and as usual, she's right. Rather than starting each group at the number one tee box and then waiting 10 to 12 minutes for the next group to tee off, and then another one and another one, the LIV golf players will all start and finish their 18 holes at nearly the same time of day. Golf's television coverage just dropped from 6 or more hours to hopefully less than 5 hours. Now, this idea also removes the chance that a golfer teeing off in the morning round will play in different course conditions than a player who started in the afternoon. If all of them start at the same time, you have the same course conditions. Now, this week, the LIV Golf Group rolled out their list of golfers who are willing to risk their PGA Tour membership for the chance to earn a lot of money in 2022 offered by this new golf league. A standard PGA Tour event features a field of 144 players, and after 2 rounds, that field is cut in half for the Saturday and Sunday rounds. But if you fail to make the cut on the PGA Tour, you are not receiving any money from that PGA Tour event. Tough luck, Charlie. In contrast, The LIV golf field consists of just 48 players, and each of them participates in 54 holes of play and receives some level of paycheck for their participation that week. And speaking of money, the LIV golf tournaments are featuring plenty of cash for the players.
Excellent.
Each of the eight tournaments will have prize money of $25 million. The PGA Tour's average weekly purse is now up to $8 million per event, but also the PGA Tour does schedule already 48 weekly events per season. Now, of the $25 million in weekly prize money offered by this new golf tour, $20 million is going to be split by the 48-player field based on their individual scores, just like any other tournament. But an additional $5 million per week is to be paid to the top three teams in the field that week, too. So how are those golf teams created, you might be thinking? Before the initial round of the play each week, the 48-player field is going to be divided into 12 teams of 4 players apiece. A player draft, like that in your fantasy football league, is going to be held with the top 4 players doing the selecting for the team's second, third, and fourth positions. As in most of the fantasy football leagues, the draft allows each team to make one selection per round. And once the first round draft order is established, that team will select first in the first round, but then select last in round number 2. And the process is repeated until all the golfers have been selected. During a tournament's team competition, the best 2 scores for each 4-player team are going to count during the first 2 rounds. But then in the third and final round, the 3 lowest scores of the 4 will count. The lowest team overall score after 54 holes will be declared the winner for that week. The $5 million weekly team competition prize money will be divided among the top 3 team scores. But wait, there's more! In addition to the prize money being offered at each LIV event, the top 3 individual players for the season will share in a $30 million season-ending bonus payout. Plus, as an added sweetener, the LIV Team Championship finale will feature an incredible $50 million purse. There's so much money being offered by this upstart new golf tour that it must be very, very tempting for current PGA stars to pass it up. However, this week, PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan has warned his tour players on the PGA Tour that they may be permanently banned from participating in future PGA events if they walk the plank and play in one or more of these LIV golf events this year. So this week, the gauntlet was thrown down as the first of the PGA Pirates, was identified. The most famous name heading to the new LIV Golf League is 2-time major champion Dustin Johnson, currently ranked number 24 in the world. Former major champions such as Louis Oosthuizen, Sergio Garcia, Martin Kaymer, Charles Schwartzel, and Graham McDowell have signed up for the league too. A few other recognizable names include young stars like Kevin Na, who's number 33 in the world, Taylor Gooch, number 35, and Lee Westwood at number 74. What about Phil Mickelson, you ask? He's the big question mark as of today. Rumors have circulated for months that Phil Mickelson was offered more than $100 million in guaranteed payouts, regardless of how well he performs in the golf tournaments by the league sponsors. That same rumor mill has suggested that Dustin Johnson, who recently signed with the league, just scored himself a $125 million guarantee from the new league. Woo! Another big challenge for the LIV Golf is getting onto U.S. television. Since the PGA Tour fills a large part of the schedule for Golf Channel, CBS Sports, and to a lesser extent, NBC Sports, the LIV Golf Group has struggled to find any network willing to air their events. Whether intentional or not, this new LIV Golf Tour is quickly becoming the Over 40 League. The roster so far is filled with golfers whose prime earnings on the PGA Tour have started to dwindle in recent years. The PGA Champions Tour, you might remember, is reserved for golfers ages 50 and older, but the purses offered there are only about 20% of the traditional PGA Tour events. Translated, you're just not going to make as much money playing the Senior Tour. Each golfer must carefully weigh the positive and negatives from leaving the safety of the PGA Tour for this new LIV Golf Group. The likely loss of annual revenues from corporate sponsorships and financial endorsements for most of these exiting players must be taken into account. For a golf legend like Phil Mickelson or a very well-known PGA star like Dustin Johnson, this is a very difficult proposition. The net present value of the LIV Golf Guaranteed Pay in 2022 may or may not be worth the risk of losing your future access to the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour events, and also, more importantly, the loss of commercial marketability afforded by the TV coverage the traditional golf tours get. For me, the biggest question would be the security of the money being paid by these Saudi investors for the new league. Are they committed to funding more than 1 year? And if that is still an unknown, it creates yet another level of risk for many of these golfers making the switch. Going back to our song. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die. Because if the Saudis change their minds and pull the financial plug quickly, this new tour might become golf's version of LIV and let die. Oh. I'm Swamp Swami. I'll be on vacation next week. Have a great one. I'll see you in a week.